This is Stephen Turner, co-curator of the exhibit at Case 14, talking about Item 51, Robert Boyle's book, Experiments and Considerations Touching Colors. I became interested in Robert Boyle through my interest in early chemistry. Boyle is a fascinating character for me because he stands at chemistry's very beginning, occupying the space between alchemy and what would later become the science of chemistry. Boyle was important, but he did not work in a vacuum. In his work on colors, he drew from the experiences of everyone around him. From dyers, he learned about natural materials like logwood and Brazilwood, and he learned how it was possible to chemically manipulate them to produce a rich palette of colors. From his apothecary, he learned about lignum nephriticum, a tropical hardwood widely used as a treatment for kidney stones, but which also produced some unusual optical effects that were extremely sensitive to the presence of acids and bases. But Boyle's starting place for his study was actually his own kitchen, where he found not only syrup of violet, but several other substances, notably turmeric, which turned out to be a strong indicator of alkalines. This kind of collecting of experiences was something of a literary form among natural philosophers in the 17th century, but Boyle took it a step further. Over the course of several years, he performed an extensive set of experiments on all these materials and uncovered many new properties. Boyle's genius was that once he had discovered these effects, he was able to make generalizations about them and then to develop them into chemical tools. For instance, while it appears to have been widely known that certain materials, such as lemon juice or sulfuric acid, would turn syrup of violet red, Boyle was the first to actually make the generalization that the color change was produced by acids, and he claimed to be the first to discover that bases would turn the syrup green. Boyle used these effects to develop a working definition of acids and bases. Previously, taste and texture had been important identifying qualities, but after Boyle, these color changes became the defining property. Anything that turned the syrup red was an acid, and anything that turned it green was a base. The fact that Boyle failed to acknowledge the role of women, or any of the other groups that he collected information from in his work, is unfortunate, but perhaps not surprising. In Boyle's time, this was not expected. Besides, he lived in a time when scientific priority disputes were common and were taken very seriously. He might be excused for having concentrated on his own contributions and downplaying the contributions of others. There's little evidence that Boyle had any prejudice against women or their interest in science. Indeed, women were frequently present at scientific demonstrations during this period, and they displayed a lively interest in them. But the fact that he did fail to acknowledge women's contributions meant that they were not recorded. And a century later, when the history of chemistry began to be written, the fact that women's contributions were not recorded meant that women were effectively excluded from the historical narrative.